Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, but soon to be not new friend. We're going to get him back on the show and now that we found him, Colonel Ralph Peters. Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters is the author of this outstanding new novel, Hell or Richmond, which is the follow-up book to Caine at Gettysburg. Ralph is an award-winning, highly recognized author, former member of the Army Intelligence Corps, and many of you have seen him on television talking about foreign affairs and military affairs. Ralph Peters, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book. Tell the audience where they can find it, please.
Well, the new book, Hell or Richmond, you can certainly find it at your local bookstore, or, you know, Barnes & Noble. It's online at Amazon.com and all the other online bookstores. It's very readily available. It's available on Kindle, Nook, all the e-readers. And don't forget your local library.
Yeah, absolutely.
If, you know, if money's tight for a lot of folks right now, and if it's tight for you, see if your local library has it. If not,
is it available in electronic form?
It is. Yes, it is.
Hell,
Kindle ebook.
Hell or Richmond?
Hell or Richmond?
Did I hear that the Caine Gettysburg book is out in paperback now?
Yeah, last month the Caine at Gettysburg came out in trade paperback. And Jim, my goal in this series of novels I'm doing, I mean, you don't have to read them in order. You can read Hell or Richmond if you like it, go back to Caine at Gettysburg. But my goal in this is severalfold. One, I'm trying to write truly accurate historical novels, not junk.
Right.
But novels that when people read Hell or Richmond, they will know what the facts were of this brutal overland campaign, the wilderness, Spotsylvania, Cold Harbor. But also on a greater level, I'm trying to get more Americans interested in history.
Yeah.
Because tragically, we've taken the
serious study
of objective history. We've taken it out of K-12.
And people don't know. And I'll tell you something. It's manifesting in a generation who doesn't care for tradition.
That, and I find college graduates from good schools don't know what century our Civil War took place in.
It's hard to believe.
If I can tell a good, powerful story, accurate history, right, and a good story, maybe they'll get interested and they'll go on and read more, both not just historical fiction, but straight history as well. But you know, historical novels, if you do them well, if you conscientious and get the facts straight,
right,
they can. The standard history book may tell you that these men were marching in wool uniforms in 93-degree heat.
Mm-hmm.
But a good novel, a good story,
well, it draws you into it. Ralph, I want to make some comments here that I want to
sure.
ask you a question. Here are some quotes. These are, I'm not going to say whether these are real quotes or if I made them up, but I want you to listen to this. We're living in a time of great national divide. That's one. There's an extreme distrust of politicians today. That's two. Number three, how can men tell a public lie and stand by it? Now, could those quotes be from 1860 or from 2013?
They can be from both, and that's
both.
A very important
Isn't it
point.
Amazing that those quotes, now at least one of those came from your book, from General Meade, that I pulled
right.
out of the book, from General George Meade, the commander of the Potomac Army, from 1864, but at least one of those was from him. The other two I made up, but you could talk about it then or now, and what do you think about that?
Well, I absolutely agree with you, and again, that's one of the points of writing these books, to get people to know our history and how brutal it was. Because, Jim, you've heard over and over again people saying, our country's never been so divided. Well, wait a minute. In 4 years of war, there were at least 624,000, probably 750,000 Americans
right.
dead, killed by other Americans or by disease
mm-hmm.
During this war. I'd say we were a little more divided in the 1860s,
yeah.
but also the Jacksonian era. The Great Depression,
since the Civil War, Ralph, have you ever seen, I don't think, I'm trying not to be negative here, but I have to report the truth here on the show, Ralph, and I don't
sure.
think I don't know of a time when America has been divided since the Civil War more than right now. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Having lived through the late 1960s on campus, I remember the big demonstrations. Remember the riots, the Watts riots, and the riots after the assassination of Martin Luther King.
But I don't think that was a national. That wasn't as much of a national thing. I don't think it was. I was there too. I wanted to ask your opinion quickly. What do you think about what's going on right now with what we've learned about Benghazi?
Well, I mean, it's shameful. I don't want to be needlessly partisan, but President Obama, it appears to me, is an extremely arrogant man who thinks that the American people don't deserve the truth and that we should just listen to what he says and do what he says.
Yeah.
And Benghazi's been a cover-up. Now we find out there was an Internal Revenue Service wild misuse, investigating conservative groups against the law. And yesterday it emerged that the Eric Holder's Justice Department, President Obama's Justice Department, was really stretching the Constitution to investigate Associated Press reporters. I mean, this, you know, people used to talk about Richard Nixon's imperial presidency.
Right.
This is the real imperial presidency.
They don't care about
the people.
It seems to me, Ralph, this administration never turns off the campaign. It seems to me that they've never quit campaigning to begin governing. What do you think, quickly?
Well, I think that's absolutely true, but I also think a fundamental problem with this administration is none of them ever had a real job.
Yeah. You're right about that. We need to send more people to Washington who run a small business like yours and like mine.
Absolutely.
Ralph Peters, will you come back another day? We'd love to have you back.
I'd love to come back, Jim.
Thanks. Good job. The book is called Hell or Richmond. Ralph Peters, it's a novel about the Civil War, and it's outstanding in the bookstores right now, just brand new, out today. So check it out, folks. Ralph will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.